Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Did you know that virtually every health condition from asthma to irritable bowel syndrome is linked to inflammation? When inflammation gets out of control, the result is pain and discomfort, and it's a phenomenon that's on the rise. If you're one of the millions of people who have been affected by allergies, diabetes, skin disorders, heart disease, arthritis, or any condition ending in itis, then you know firsthand what havoc inflammation can cause. You can conquer these health conditions with the advice Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, will be sharing with us today. We will also talk about two premium superfoods that she takes daily to reduce inflammation and promote vibrant health. Dr. Susan, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Rick. And this is such an important topic that affects every single person in our country and in other countries around the world. And, you know, so I want people to maybe get out a pen and paper because you might want to take a few notes.
All of the great information we'll be giving you in the program, and you'll find this on Dr. Susan's website, susansmithjones.com. For those of us who might not know much about inflammation, give us an overview of this topic so we all have a better understanding. A little bit of background. Educate us a little bit in Inflammation 101.
Yes, perfect, because this is a great place to start. I think most of us never give a second thought to inflammation unless we get, like what, a bee sting. I'm sure, Rick, you've turned the corner in a room too quickly and jammed a toe into a piece of furniture.
Oh,
you
yes.
know how that hurts. Maybe you have another physical injury. Maybe you've injured your back. But as soon as one of these events takes place, we experience an immediate sensation of pain that tells us something is definitely wrong. And then redness, heat, and swelling usually follow almost immediately. And this immediate reaction is the result of inflammation. And unfortunately, most, like you just mentioned, most devastating diseases known to humankind, from cancer, heart disease, diabetes, asthma, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, and the list goes on, are almost always preceded by months and years of very subtle, unnoticed inflammation. Now, Rick, inflammation is good when an injury is experienced, in that often the swelling and pain, let's say, like sometimes I've jogged and I've sprained my ankle, that swelling and pain can then limit the range of motion, allowing the body to heal. However, when subtle inflammation continues for too long, it becomes destructive and may lead to manifestation of various diseases. And almost all diseases are preceded by and accompanied with inflammation. And I'm going to say that one more time because it's so important. Almost all diseases are preceded by and accompanied with inflammation. So don't get too worried right now, because I'm going to tell you in a moment how to reduce inflammation in your body.
With us on the program is Susan Smith-Jones. Her website, susansmithjones.com. Follow Susan on Twitter at susansmithjones. All of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I want to go back to what you just said. I think if I understand correctly, that even though we might not be able to see the process of inflammation, many of us could be at risk, and we don't even know it.
That's exactly right. Yes, you were listening. Very good. Rick, inflammation is a double-edged sword. You know, it's both a helper, but it's also a villain. And while inflammation is great when it serves as that warning signal, as in the stubbed toe illustration, it becomes a villain when initiated by diet and lifestyle, and then subtly begins an uncontrolled destructive process in the body that can go unnoticed for decades until a disease of inflammation is manifested. You know, I think that we're all facing an epidemic of inflammatory disease, and it's estimated that about half of all Americans, 50%, have an inflammatory disorder, and even more of us are at risk And these statistics, as mentioned a moment ago, are reflected in most civilized countries. Non-infectious inflammatory diseases have gotten worse with each of the last three decades. And I have a physician friend of mine who jokes that Celebrex has replaced Prozac. Celebrex is for inflammation and arthritis.
Oh, yes.
Has replaced Prozac as one of the must-have drugs of the decade. So you see, there's this silent plague that's sweeping America and the UK and other countries as well, and the vast majority of us are at risk, and many of us don't even know anything about it.
You know, it's so fascinating, this topic, inflammation getting the best of you, is what we're talking about today, much more on Dr. Susan's website. Can you give us a little more information about what happens to the body and how, as I understand, the body's own inherent healing system tries to heal this condition?
Oh, absolutely. So we'll take a little trip right now to the inside of our bodies. And inflammation results when our cells are sick or traumatized, chemically irritated, infected, things like that. And these are called sick zones. And sick zones always signal messages out to the immune system, please help me, we need assistance. But it's important to realize that inflammation can occur in a low-grade, barely noticeable way, especially in the brain. And I bet you didn't know that almost all vaccines can cause brain inflammation, and it can last for almost as long as a year. And even stress and depression can cause low-grade, unnoticed inflammation, and signals are sent to the immune system for help, please help. So when immune cells and other immune components rush into the sick zones, or what we also call hot zones, then free radicals are formed during the heat of battle. And I'm not talking about a group from South Central L.A.
Yes.
Free radicals in our body. And these free radicals can be released and always have the potential of cell and DNA damage. And this can lead to all kinds of disease. Now, when this is left unchecked, Rick, these free radicals can damage a cell membrane, or when created within the cell, can damage the DNA itself. But on a positive note, you know, this is Susan here, always wanted to look at the brighter side. The body has a built-in system for dealing with and preventing free radical damage when all cells are functioning optimally. We'll talk about how to do that in a moment.
You know, it's interesting. We've got some background now on inflammation, the fact that it's something we all need to be concerned about. Let's sort of shift the focus now and talk about what we can do. Diet, lifestyle, can that make a difference in preventing cell and DNA damage as well as inflammation?
You bet it can, because a diet rich in antioxidants, that's what destroys the free radicals. Like you'd find in a diet replete with fresh fruits and veggies and the right natural supplements, you know, like turmeric. Then what happens is all of this good stuff provides free radical scavengers that neutralize free radicals before damage occurs, and then ideally should also supply raw materials from which each individual cell can function optimally. And yet, unfortunately, however, the way many people live in this day and age, they have a nutritionally deficient diet and foods, and we often consume foods that don't support the body's efforts in preventing free radical damage. In other words, our cells are malnourished, toxins are not eliminated efficiently or in a timely manner, and this results in cells becoming sicker by the day. For example, Rick, prolonged inflammation of a tissue caused by tobacco smoke, alcohol abuse, chemical exposure, exposure to EMR, electromagnetic radiation, improper diet produces a continuous onslaught of free radical damage that, if it's left unchecked for years, often leads to various types of cancers. And in a recent study, and cancer is the number two cause of death in America, in a recent study found that one central event is most closely associated with cancer development, and it's, as you're probably guessing, chronic inflammation. In the study, researchers looked at a large group of cancer patients and found that almost 70% had pre-existing chronic inflammatory disease for 10 to 17 years before they developed cancer. So we know that people with chronic inflammatory diseases like lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, as well as those with inflammatory bowel disease, like you talked about, Crohn's and ulcerative colitis, have substantially higher cancer rates than what normal people do. And if we include diabetes, also an inflammatory disease, we see that a great number of people are at risk.
With us on the program, Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D., her website is SusanSmithJones.com. Follow Susan on Twitter at SusanSmithJones.com. I want to talk a second about the website. This is really eye-catching. The website has a wealth of information there. Information as well on how to get your books, including the two latest, Wired for High-Level Wellness and Uplifted, 12 Minutes to More Joy, Faith, Peace, Kindness, and Vitality. And also information there, you can buy a book and have it autographed. You've got everything and even more than that on your website, don't you? And it's eye-catching. It's set up very easy to read. It's very user-friendly.
Well, thank you so much. Yes. And by the way, if they follow me on Twitter at Susan Smith Jones, and in my free monthly newsletters, I post a lot of videos I'm doing in America and around the world, video interviews, since it's just a lot easier than flying to places. So you can see those if you follow me on Twitter at Susan Smith Jones, and a few on my website, but definitely in my monthly newsletters. Thank you.
And all of that, of course, all the links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. How do you test for inflammation in the body? You're talking about this, and I'm sure all of us are thinking, boy, I wonder what level inflammation do I have? Should I be concerned? How do you test for that?
Yes, very, very good question. Before I give you that answer, let's just identify what are the key players that influence the process of inflammation. It's toxins in the body, quite often from what you eat, infections, injury, you stub your toe, bee bite, back injury, and heredity. But our diet has the major influence on all of these factors. And from my research over the decades, I believe, Rick, that our diet is a major, if not the most important, external factor behind the inflammation epidemic. And there's a substance in the body known as C, the letter C, dash, reactive protein. And it's measured with a simple blood test, and that's the indicator of your level of inflammation. So the next time you go to the doctor, you want to say, please make sure you check my C-reactive protein. And, of course, the doctor will be very impressed that you mentioned this.
Yes.
And probably ask you, well, what is that? And you say, well, I want to see my level of inflammation. And this is something you have control over. And, by the way, healing and health is yours for the taking. And besides the upcoming list of foods and lifestyle choices we'll talk about that will influence your level of inflammation, keep in mind this very important factor. Losing weight lowers C-reactive protein levels. If there was ever a reason to, let's get the extra weight off my body once and for all and keep it off, and not keep saying, I'll wait till next month, next season, let's wait till January 1st, I'm too stressed out now. It's my church's bake sale. My anniversary is coming up. Get rid of all those excuses and make a wholehearted commitment to getting extra weight off your body, that very quickly that will lower your C-reactive protein level.
You're listening to This Week in America. Our guest on the program, Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D., to continue our conversation right after these messages. Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, our guest on the program, back with us, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. We're talking about, is inflammation getting the best of you? And Dr. Susan, let's go back to something you talked about a few minutes ago, cancer, number two cause of death in America, just behind heart disease. Tell us more about that connection between inflammation and cancer.
Yes, absolutely. It's amazing, you know, the things we know now that we didn't know decades ago, all of this research. So it's really no excuse to get your health together, you know, make it a top priority. Those suffering with diseases like diabetes if you're pre-diabetic, now that's half of America, cardiovascular disease, depression, autoimmune, and even diabetes, as I mentioned, generally have a higher risk of developing cancer. And all of these conditions have one significant thing in common. They all cause inflammation and may, in fact, be caused by prolonged inflammation themselves. So that this inflammatory process is really one of a vicious cycle that is totally out of control. So let's relate this to cancer and also summarize it all in the most simple way. If you have external assaults on the body, as well as internal metabolic processes that create free radical damage, then you're at much higher risk, because this in turn will create inflammation, which left unresolved can lead to various chronic diseases, which cause the body to produce high levels of inflammatory chemicals that promote prolonged inflammation. So inflammatory diseases like arthritis, autoimmune disease, diabetes are at a much higher risk of developing. And as I mentioned, summarizing this, researchers are finding that there's often a lag time of 15 to 17 years after the development of an inflammatory disease that cancer first appears. So that, but still, doesn't matter your age. You want to be really aware of your level of inflammation in your body. It was also found that 65% of light-skinned white people and 70% of black people suffered from prolonged inflammatory diseases before developing cancer. That was in a big study. So ongoing inflammation not only contributes to the development of many cancers, but, Rick, it also makes cancers grow faster and spread more readily. And many processed foods are sources of often unrecognized inflammatory agents found in food additives. So you've really got to be aware of what you're eating. Nobody shoves the food down your throat. You make the choice of what to eat. So you've got to be aware of this, and it's imperative that you avoid processed foods as much as reasonably possible. And when choosing to consume foods that are processed, make sure you read those labels so you can avoid consuming a host of chemicals and additives that may promote inflammation. What to eat, though? So a diet emphasizing plant-based foods is the most ideal and is known to be anti-inflammatory. And I write about this a lot in my book, Wired for High-Level Wellness. Also in my book called Kitchen Gardening, plant-based foods are anti-inflammatory foods.
You know, it's interesting, the book Wired for High-Level Wellness, your website, SusanSmithJones.com, you mentioned some spices that heal the body. Are there any spices that are anti-inflammatory?
Yes, and I'll mention them here. And also say that I've got a video showing all about these foods on my website, so you could maybe put in the search bar inflammation video or anti-inflammatory foods in the search bar, and that will come up. So top on the list would be turmeric. That's a spice. That's a golden, orange, gorgeous spice. I have about a heaping teaspoon of it every day, sometimes twice a day, because it's such a good anti-inflammatory spice. You can put it in your food. You could stir it in water and drink it down. Whenever you can add turmeric into your diet, do it. You can get it in powder form, capsule form, a liquid tincture. I have all those forms. Maybe some days I don't want the taste of turmeric in my mouth. Maybe I'll take a capsule. Garlic is anti-inflammatory. Maybe you'll be spending a little more time in quality alone time.
Yes.
Or whoever you're with, make sure they have garlic. It's also it's like a natural penicillin. It's antiviral. And then ginger. Ginger is a wonderful spice. You know, I've talked about this on the show before, and I have the recipe for this in Wired for High Level Wellness. But every morning I take my tea kettle and I fill it with good, perfect pH filtered water, and then I put in little coins of turmeric root and ginger root. Bring it to a boil, simmer it for 5 to 10 minutes. I make a quart and a half of that every morning, and then I drink that throughout the day. Maybe I use it for the base in my smoothie. But they're all good for your immune system, your health overall, and they're anti-inflammatory. And so is basil and cilantro and onion and cayenne pepper and cinnamon. They are all great, great anti-inflammatory spices. So add them to your diet, spices and foods.
All of this on Dr. Susan's website, very simple, SusanSmithJones.com. Our guest on today's program is Susan Smith Jones, PhD. Her new book, Uplifted 12 Minutes to More Joy, Faith, Peace, Kindness, and Vitality. Information, of course, on all this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk now about some food, different food categories. What food should we avoid and consume to say goodbye to inflammation? And then let's talk about supplements. We talked about spices. Are there any supplements that we should be taking?
Yes, excellent. In addition to vitamin C, which helps to detoxify your body, and the turmeric and the ginger, you want to make sure you get enough water in your body, because your body cannot naturally deplete and reduce the toxic level unless your body is fully hydrated. So make sure you get in good water. Go to the search bar on my website, put in alkaline water. There'll be about 6 articles and scientific studies you can read about. But an individual's diet and lifestyle are so fundamental in supporting the body's efforts to reduce inflammation and, of course, to maintain optimal health. The standard American diet, and it's SAD, SAD for short, it's fraught with foods that are high in trans fats and also partially hydrogenated oils and sugars and animal foods. All of those promote inflammation. That's why you want to focus more on plant-based. The SAD of today, the SAD, Standard American Diet, has about 50 times, Rick, as much omega-6 fats as the diet of our wonderful ancestors a century ago. And it's radically deficient in omega-3 fatty acids. And FYI, omega-6 in excess promotes inflammation, while omega-3 foods are anti-inflammatory. So an antioxidant-rich diet with loads of plant-based foods and a high percentage of health-restoring raw foods. In other words, you don't want to cook all the foods you eat. Have a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables and a few raw nuts and seeds. And I teach you how to grow your own broccoli and alfalfa and red clover sprouts, all kinds of sprouts, in my book called Kitchen Gardening, Rejuvenating with Homegrown Sprouts, which my grandmother taught me how to do when I was a teenager, and I've been doing ever since in the corner of my kitchen. but your goal is to eat a diet rich in antioxidant foods and emphasize vegetables. When people ask you what you eat, you want to say, I eat a vegetable-centric diet. And omega-3 rich foods include flax seeds, chia seeds, walnuts, leafy greens, and if you eat fish, salmon is a good omega-3 fatty acid food. And remember, omega-3s are anti-inflammatory. And by the way, with the flax seeds, we've talked about this before. I have a little coffee grinder. I don't drink coffee, but I use it as my nut grinder. And once a week, I pour in my organic golden flaxseed. I put the little lid on. I press a button. 5 seconds later, I've made about a cup of fresh flaxseed meal. I put it in a container that has a tight lid. I put it in the refrigerator. And every day, I find a way to add into my diet 2 tablespoons of the fresh meal. In 1 week, I've used up that cup, and then I usually on Sundays, I'll make another batch that will last me a week. Now, yes, you could go buy the meal, the flaxseed meal already ground for you, but at a health food store, but you don't know how long it's been sitting on the shelf. It can go rancid and go stale. And it's much less expensive to make it yourself, and it tastes so good when it's that fresh. Literally, what I do is when I make a batch, I put my spoon into the cup where I've poured it into, and I take that cup of the fresh meal, put it right in my mouth, and just let it kind of melt there. It is so delicious. But that's that and turmeric are the two best foods on and astaxanthin's good too, two best foods on planet Earth as anti-inflammatory foods.
How about nutritional supplements? Are there any that you take that we should be taking?
Well, do we have another hour? No. So flax seeds, chia seeds are my supplements of choice. And I also, and because, you know, a virus is going around, I take extra C and quercetin and zinc and always vitamin D. Vitamin D helps with inflammation. Always make sure you get enough water. And here are a couple more things I would never be without. For inflammation, to be healthy, to prevent colds and flu, you know, it's been almost 40 years. I'm a month shy right now of 40 years of having a cold or the flu, because I know how to keep my immune system healthy. But I wouldn't be it without my molecular hydrogen inhalation device. You can get a portable one you can take to the bedroom or sitting at your desk or watching TV. You breathe in this mixture of oxygen and molecular hydrogen. And I've got, in fact, today I've posted 2 blogs. One's about the healing benefits, and especially for inflammation, of molecular hydrogen inhalation and also drinking the right kind of water. So if you check the blog today, you'll see on my website, you'll see 2 blogs that will talk about that. Also, make sure that you do earthing. Make sure that you get, and if you go to my website, go to, in the navigation bar, Rick, go to favorites, and the first listing is called Grounding and Earthing, and that's going out, taking your shoes and socks off, and as much of your clothes if you can, if you have a private backyard and no drones in your area, and lie on the grass or walk on the grass barefoot. Your body soaks up electrons from the natural earth. It doesn't work if you have your shoes on or you're on cement or asphalt. It's got to be on the natural earth. If you're at the beach, the local park, it could be 3 feet, 3 by 3 feet of a little plot of grass in your backyard, because you soak up electrons. And that will destroy those free radicals in your body and lower inflammation. And if you just literally live in a place where there's no yard, there's no park, you just can't go out barefoot on natural terrain of the earth, then by all means, in that first entry on earthing and grounding, that you can get an earthing mat. My bare feet are on the earthing mat under my desk right now to help lower inflammation in my body and boost my immune system. And on that page shows you how to get one. They're not expensive. There's also an hour documentary there on that page on with scientists and doctors talking about all the amazing benefits of earthing every day, just going outside, taking your shoes and socks off, and standing on our beautiful Mother Earth, and you'll reap the benefits. It helps with weight loss, inflammation, aches and pains. It will lift your mood, make you feel more positive and happy. It helps to assuage depression. It really does boost your immunity, and that one-hour documentary will tell you all about it.
And the website is SusanSmithJones.com. Very simple. Follow Dr. Susan on Twitter, Susan Smith Jones. A few minutes left in the program. Let's go back and summarize. Please give us a listing of all the positive things that people can do starting today to reduce inflammation, because it really is up to us, isn't it?
Completely in our hands. And that's why I always like to say to people that healing and health is yours for the taking. You have the key within you right now to heal your body, extend your life, and literally be uplifted day in and day out, no matter what's going on in the world. You know, I believe that God has blessed us with this miraculous body. And one of our gifts back to God is to really show by your daily actions that your health is a top priority to you. So in summarizing all this about inflammation, which is really at the root cause of most diseases in life, is first choose to eat a clean, natural diet, meaning read labels. Say no to all the preservatives, the additives, the fried food, hydrogenated oil, and say yes to lots of plant-based foods with lots of fresh vegetables, foods that are rich in omega-3 fatty acids, and choose to spice up your foods with garlic and ginger, turmeric, basil, cilantro. By the way, basil is also known as holy basil, and it's very beneficial for your body. Cayenne pepper is an anti-inflammatory. You almost wouldn't think that, but it is. And so is cinnamon. So be friendly with, make friends with all these wonderful spices. Also, Rick, things we wouldn't have time to talk about, but you can read about all of these in Wired for High-Level Wellness and Uplifted. And also how to get the best sleep. One is get ample sleep every night. Next, as I write about in Wired and Uplifted, keep your stress levels down. Every day, get some good exercise, and whenever possible, get out in nature. You don't want the disease of NDD, nature deficit disorder. Our bodies were not designed to be indoors all the time. Our bodies thrive when we're out in nature. So whenever you can work out outdoors like you love to do, that's great. Absolutely do it. Keep your body detoxified with purified water. You know I've had an Ionizer Plus device in my kitchen for over 20 years, the same device. It purifies the water. It filters it. It electrolyzes it. Every morning, I turn it on, and then it makes it the perfect pH level to help keep your body healthy, boost your immune system, get rid of toxins. I highly recommend it. You can read all about it under favorites. I've got multiple articles and scientific studies about it. Again, any extra weight you're carrying, make a commitment to shed that weight. You know, whatever it will take, you've got to get that weight off and do it the right way, do it the healthy way, so it comes off and then it stays off permanently.
Yes.
I write about that in detail in Wired for High Level Wellness. I've got a great program. And then, of course, those anti-inflammatory spices like ginger and turmeric, cayenne, basil, cinnamon. Drink ample water every day. And during the day, take little respites of quiet time and breathe deeply. Breathing deeply, what does that do? It helps to lower stress. And when you increase the oxygen in your body by breathing deeply, getting that oxygen way down to the lower lobes of your lungs, it lowers stress, which then lowers inflammation. Don't forget about meditation. That helps to lower stress in the body. Also, it's anti-aging, makes you more creative. I have two detailed chapters on meditation in Wired for High Level Wellness, and also in Uplifted, I give you different ways that you can use affirmations like I am affirmations, like I am healed, I am healthy, I am happy. And don't forget praying, that lowers stress. Also, get out in nature at least weekly, but if you can get out a little bit every day barefoot, do it. And when you're missing the sounds of nature, right on the home page of my website, and if you can't find it, put it in the search bar, I have nature sounds, all different kinds you can listen to. And show by your actions every day that your health is your top priority. It's up to you. It's in your hands. You hold the keys to be healthy. And I think, again, our gift back to God who's given us an amazing body, miraculous body, is to take great care of our health.
I'm take a second or so here at the end. We've talked about Wired for High Level Wellness and Uplifted, 12 Minutes to More Joy, Faith, Peace, Kindness, and Vitality. Those are your newest books. Where can people get copies of these books? Also about your children's 2-in-1 full-color nutrition book, Vegetable Soup, The Fruit Bowl. And while they're there on the website, they can sign up for the Healthy Monthly newsletter as well. I get a lot done with one visit. Where's the best place? How should they go about getting information on the books and the website?
Yes. Well, you know, the site's not hard to remember. It's my name, Susan Smith Jones. Those really are my names, .com. And then just go in the navigation bar, go to books, and the first three books, you can click on the title of each one, and you can find out much more about the book. Of course, you could get them at Amazon, anywhere in the world. They're available Kindle or the printed copy. But if you want autograph copies from me, and every autograph copy will come with a bookmark, and I autograph the book, and then I write a personal note card to you or to whomever you might want me to send it to. And the note card then can be kept in the book. It's kind of a nice keepsake to have. A lot of people appreciate having a book autographed by author. So you can find out how to do that at SusanSmithJones.com. Click on books and then click on the book title. You can find out lots about the contents of the books right there on my website. But if you just want to quickly go to Amazon, you can always do that to order the books.
And all this information on our website, and you can follow Dr. Susan on Twitter as well, again with her name, Susan Smith Jones. Dr. Susan, thank you so much. We'll be back again. Let's do it again next month.
Thank you. I look forward to it, and everyone have a blessed day.
Thank you, Dr. Susan Smith Jones, our guest. You're listening to This Week in America, website thisweekinamerica.us. Back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.